This is Marisa Parson Davis, author of Bill Cosby is Right, But What Should the Church Be Doing About It? And you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
All right, everybody, I'm hanging out here with Jeremy Willett from Willett, and just got done with the concert and all the good stuff, and it's a lot of fun. So, Jeremy, if you would, you guys just came out with a new CD, pretty exciting, little Aaron Gillespie producing, all that good stuff. And why is that a big deal about Aaron Gillespie, first of all?
Well, Aaron's a new friend of ours, and he toured in Under Oath for years as a drummer. And then started a side project called The Almost, and now he's also has a solo record out as a worship leader. And so we got to know him recently, and actually our relationship started off by talking about serving in Africa and Haiti. And from there, we started talking about music, and we were looking for a producer for our new record. And he said, hey, you know, like I don't produce bands, but I really appreciate what you guys stand for. And so he said, I would love to work with you. And so he really worked us very, very hard, and we sent him demos of the songs, and we rewrote together. We rewrote until he got what he thought was a really good product. And I think that our new record really has some songs that mean the world to us, but also represents us as a band really well.
Yeah, I really like the project. I want you to know what I've heard has been great. And I'm just going to jump right into it. On Facebook last night, I think it was, or 2 days ago, I saw you write something of something to this effect. It's really weird or really cool when you're in a bar and you see everybody singing You Are Not Just Holy, raising their hands. What the heck? Really?
Yeah, the Project 86 tour that we're on right now is going into some secular clubs and bars. And last night we were in a bar in St. Louis, and people came and, you know, and there was believers there, and there was people that have never heard about Jesus there, and that was amazing to us. And so we still did our set normal, and we sang songs about Jesus, and we introduced our new song, You Are Not Just Holy, and the chorus just simply says, You Are Not Just Holy, You Are Holy, Holy, Holy. And we just encouraged people just to worship God, and they did. And some are raising their hands with a beer in one hand and an open hand in the other, and I mean, I'm totally cool with that, man. Like, I just I want people's hearts to be surrendered to the Father, you know, and I believe that happened last night.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's great. So you also do, well, let's just keep talking more about the CD project. What is your favorite song off of this project?
My favorite is You Are Not Just Holy, You Are Holy, Holy, Holy. This song was written after a trip to Mozambique, Africa, and we did some exclusive videos with New Release Tuesday that we really kind of shared the behind the scenes of these songs. But basically, a friend of ours was preaching in Mozambique, and they would translate into Portuguese and then translate into the local language. And he shared this in his message. He said, "You are not just holy, you are holy, holy, holy," speaking about God. And the congregation broke into spontaneous worship and began just to worship God, not based off of like how much they had and not based off of their circumstances, but based off of God's holiness. And that serves as a great reminder for us here in North America. And so we wrote a song about it, and God has used it in ways that we never would have fathomed.
I think it's amazing that whole story. I've seen the video that you put up on YouTube, and that's amazing. And also, you have a story behind Disaster as well. Can you mind sharing that?
Yeah, Disaster is like the most straightforward rock song on the new record. But it's a song that means a lot to me personally, because my wife was in Haiti during the earthquake as a missionary, and we were on tour in New Zealand, and we got the news that there was an earthquake and it had leveled most of the country. And so I wrote Disaster during the 3-day period where we were waiting to see if my wife was alive or not. And all the reports that we were getting were not looking good, and we had no contact with her. And I remember being in New Zealand and still have to play shows. And I didn't want to play shows. I didn't want to be in front of people. I wanted to sit and pray to God. I wanted to see my wife. You know, I wanted to know that she was okay. And I remember being backstage before a concert one night, praying to God, and had my acoustic guitar with me. And I just began to play. And I wrote the song. And the chorus, you know, whatever disaster will try to destroy, whatever disease may come, we know that God is love, that God is love. And I believe that God gave me that song for that moment. And I, the next day, I woke up and we received news that my wife was okay, and God answered our prayers. And I tucked that song away for a long time, for over a year and a half. I didn't think that that song was for other people to hear. I thought it was really just for me. And as we were finishing this record, God really just made it clear that this song was for more people than me, that there was people that were going through difficult times, that have been through disasters, that have been through just struggles in their lives, and they need that reminder that simply God is love. And so we rewrote it a bit, but kept the original chorus that I wrote in New Zealand at the time around the Haiti earthquake. And it's a song that means a lot to me and now means a lot to other people too.
What I love about that song is when you're saying, we know that God is love, God is love. It's not just sung nicely, it's with passion. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's an anthem. It's our anthem as the body of Christ, you know. We need to be reminded that God is love through all circumstances. And the bridge, shaken but alive, struck down but not destroyed, man, like so appropriate to the Haiti earthquake, but also so appropriate to our lives here. And we just need that reminder, man.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You also do another thing, though, with a NGO called Hunger Strike. Can you share about that?
Yeah, Hunger Strike is actually a ministry. We started as a band, and we partner with NGO Food for the Hungry. And we're currently responding to the East Africa famine, and which is just recently was downgraded to a food crisis, which is we're really thankful for. That does not mean that we stop what we're doing by any means, but that does mean that there's progress being made. And so we're talking about 12.1 million people that were at risk of starving to death if they didn't get food. And what we did is we responded as an organization by trying to send 100,000 meals. And so far, in only 5 months of trying to do this, we've funded, packed, and shipped 80,000 of the 100,000 meals, which is just amazing. And the way we do it is we have a shirt we made. It says Hunger Strike on it, and we sell it through Facebook and Twitter and websites, and it's $25. And every time someone buys one, we send 40 meals. And in addition, the thing that's really exciting for us is that when someone buys that shirt, some of the proceeds are also used to fund a missionary in Africa to share the gospel. And sometimes that missionary is us as a band, sometimes my wife, other times it's other people, believers in Christ that are passionate about sharing the gospel. And I've been over during the famine in East Africa. My wife was there for 5 months in northern Uganda, and we have physically seen what the famine has done to people. And we know that as believers that we must respond to the needs of the poor. The Bible is very specific about feeding the hungry. And so through this initiative, I believe that we are caring for physical needs and spiritual needs, which is very important to us.
Absolutely. Now, your wife is actually a missionary in Africa still right now, right?
Yeah, she's actually home currently, but she's working with Hunger Strike, and we'll be going back this year for sure. So her and I are adopting from Ethiopia, and so we had to come and sign a lot of paperwork for that. So she's back home for that right now.
Congratulations, too. That's awesome. All right. Are you getting one child or 10?
Just one to start. We'll see from there, though, you know.
Okay. Well, I have 6, so you can catch up to me.
Awesome.
And so it's a lot of good time. So now, too, as far as the hunger strike, you said 80,000 meals that you guys have supplied so far. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so you've done 80,000 meals, and so people can get involved by buying a shirt or they could just donate, right?
Absolutely. We always welcome just donations. We're happy to send the shirt if they want it. But every $25 that comes in sends 40 meals.
Okay. So let's say there's a youth group out there who's actually listening, and a kid's like, hey, this sounds really cool. How do they get involved with that then?
Yeah, we would really encourage just creative campaigns for students to go out, ask their friends. If they did purchase a t-shirt, it would be great to wear that shirt. A hunger strike is a protest against something you don't agree with. And like our protest is really, right now, we don't agree that millions of people should have to starve to death, you know, while we have plenty here. And so we would encourage people to go on a hunger strike of 24 hours at least, and really not so much as a protest, but as a fast, you know, with God, and through that time praying a lot, but also then trying to raise awareness and resources to respond to the famine. And so what they can do is they can raise funds and then go to thehungerstrike.org, where they can donate electronically or mail a check.
Now, you put up recently, and I follow you if you can't tell, you recently put up a post about Easter candy. Can you share that with our listeners to understand how much money goes into Easter candy and how much we could really use to help hungry around the world?
Right.
Starving.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact stat, but it was over $25 billion that we spent on Easter candy. And
with a B.
Yeah. And I started to do some research because I was like, man, that's a lot of money or whatever, but I was like, that's just for Easter candy. And so I was reminded of a stat that I read recently that in order to provide clean water for every single person in the world, every single person would be $20 billion. And $20 billion is a lot of money, but we just spent over that on Easter candy. And so does that mean you don't go buy candy? You can do whatever you want. All I'm saying is that I'm hopeful that we can see an end to some of these things. And I think that we just need to be encouraged that we can provide these things for every single human on earth. And starting with clean water is very important.
Christians that are listening, I just want to encourage you, look, God wants to use us. And we've got to be the ones that stand up, because obviously the governments aren't able to figure this out. Now, we love them to death, but we've got to just say, let's do this. So again, I want to encourage you to go to hungerstrike.org, right? .org, and you know, find out more about that ministry. And let's go back to the CD, if you will. Got the brand new CD, and The Hungry, is that kind of part of that?
Absolutely. The Hungry was written right after I landed back in the U.S. after being in East Africa during the famine. And I was struggling with the fact that I had to go back on tour and I had to, quote unquote, lead worship. And I was struggling with the fact that I didn't see how we were really worshiping God if we were just singing about how great He was, but weren't actually responding to the needs that He asked us to respond to. And so the Hungry is an attempt to recognize that singing songs of worship is a part of our worship to God, but the other side is using our hands and feet to worship Him. And I truly believe that if all we do is sing about Him and sing to Him, and then we ignore the poor, then we haven't worshiped God at all. And I think the Bible is pretty clear about that. And in the Old Testament, God's like, I don't really want your big religious festivals and your big feasts. He says, away with the noise of your worship. What I want is justice to roll down like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. And that inspired the lyrics for that song.
That kind of sounds like that song. I'm just messing with
you. It sure does, yes.
It's actually my favorite song on the whole CD. It is awesome. And friends, I want to encourage you to go. And you're giving away your CD, right?
We are. We got to a point after the CD was recorded that we realized every single song was about Jesus. And when we realized that, God made it very clear to us that we were not going to charge money for people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it's pay what you can, which means if there's people that do not have money at the show, we're encouraging them to take it for free. In fact, you can grab it for free on our website. If people do have money, those funds are being used to help us get to the Olympics this summer, where we've been asked to share the gospel and perform at the London Olympics, which is amazing. And so we said yes to that, but we didn't have the money to buy our own plane tickets. And so we believe that we said, you know, yes in faith, and we're also just believing that God will provide the money for that. And so all the money that is paid for towards the CD will go towards getting us to London.
I really want to encourage you, friends, to really get involved with this band, get involved with what they're doing. I really enjoy their ministry. Like I said, we met, I think it was in August, and at Spirit Midwest, and I've been following Jeremy and the band ever since, and I just really appreciate their spirit. They really are real. They're not this fake Christianity. I don't know how else to put it. They're just real, and I just appreciate it about you, so thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. One last question. If there was one thing you could share with our listeners, and we kind of been talking a lot of deep stuff here, so if there's one thing more you could share with our listeners, anything, okay? We've talked about really deep things. You could even talk about a fun thing, whatever it is. Whatever you want to share, what would that one thing be?
It's a really good question. I think right now in my heart is that as a band, anyway, we've been spending a lot of time reading about the Great Commission to go into all nations and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and make disciples. And I think for us right now, what I would encourage all of us with is that is a great mandate from Jesus to do, and that's going to take a lot of work. And thus far as the church, we have fallen short of that. And so I believe that we have a lot of work to do, but we also have a lot of opportunities to fulfill that. And so my encouragement would be for all of us to find out where God is working and get involved with the things that God is doing.
Excellent. Jeremy, I want to thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Everybody get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent.
find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.